The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready? Yeah, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, talked a little bit about the Astros wrapping up the sweep of the Indians today. We'll now get some time off. ALCS will start on Saturday. Talked a lot about the Texans. Some disagreement over the game there. But I did want to bring up a couple of things before we move on to the other games.
All right.
First off, Jay Rapp asked, what about a guy like Cam Newton? Would you tell him to avoid contact as well?
No.
No, because Cam Newton is a physical monster.
Yeah, Cam Newton's built to take contact.
I'll never forget the first time we interviewed him at the Super Bowl. I'm looking at this guy going, oh, my God.
I mean, yeah.
He looked like Julius Peppers.
He looks like a defensive end. That's what I was going to say. I mean, he's not... This isn't like he's not like a normal quarterback.
Yeah, but
neither is Ben Roethlisberger. I mean,
no, Ben's a monster.
You see these guys in real life, and you're like, oh my God!
And Ben's a different animal because guys just bounce off him.
Yeah,
and he's always had such a great presence in the pocket because he'll just push a guy away from him and throw the football. But
I always said when Vince Young went to the NFL, like Vince Young needed to realize, and Vince Young was built more to take a hit than Deshaun is.
Yeah, he was a lot bigger than people.
Yeah, he was a big boy.
Yeah,
but he also, in his mind, he was always faster than everybody, and he was going to be able to beat everybody to the outside. And in the NFL, I mean, unless you're Mike Vick or
RG3
before his leg fell apart, you're not faster than linebackers in the NFL. You're just not. And, you know, Deshaun Watson, he's got to be careful because he's too valuable to this team. And him, you know, the drop-off from him to – his replacement is just absurd.
Yeah, you
can't afford to lose him.
You had to panic a little bit when you saw him in the tent last night.
Yeah.
That's never a good sign. All right, but I'm gonna play a little game with you here before we get to the other game.
Let's play a game.
Because, all right, we agree that total QBR, not flawless, but at least it attempts to measure everything, right?
Yes.
All right, so I have the numbers through five games. I'm going to throw out some names. You tell me where they think they rank. First off, I bet you can name the top two. We'll just start with that.
My guess for number one, I'm going to guess Mahomes is one and Goff is two.
That is correct. 86.2 for Mahomes, 84.1 for Goff.
Okay.
So I think everyone with a brain would agree that those two have been the best quarterbacks this year, right?
Agreed.
So far. Through five games, where would you think Russell Wilson ranks?
Oh, Yeah, it's got to be way down there. I mean, in the 20s. I don't know exactly where. I would say lower than 20.
25.
Okay.
How about Ryan Tannehill? Where would you rank him for a 3-2 team?
That piece of garbage. I would guess he's probably...
Keep in mind, he gave away 14 points yesterday.
I'm going to go lower than Russ.
Yeah, he's 29.
Ugh.
Can I'll give you your bottom six.
I can guess.
Bottom five.
I don't know if he's exactly bottom, but Josh Allen's got to be close to
Josh
the bottom.
Allen's number 33 on a list of 33.
Okay.
right below Tyrod Taylor, who's not playing.
Case Keenum's been pretty bad.
Case Keenum, number 30 out of 33.
Man, I bet Dak's close.
Actually, let's see where Dak is. Jimmy Garoppolo is 31st. He was not.
Oh, he qualifies?
Yeah, he qualifies.
Okay.
Dak is one spot below Russell.
Okay.
With a 38.9. So you're...
Where's Case Keenum?
30. I already told you that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here's your 21 through 30. Matt Stafford, 21. Cam Newton, 22. I would think he'd be higher because he's made some plays with his legs. Carson Wentz, 23. Derek Carr, 24. Russell, 25. Dak, 26. C.J. Beathard, 27. Right ahead of Sam Darnold, Ryan Tannehill, Case Keenum, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tyrod Taylor, Josh Allen.
So the top 10 besides Mahomes and Goff.
My next question is, where do you think Deshaun Watson ranks on this list?
I would guess somewhere in the 10 to 12 range.
Right at number 10.
Okay.
So he's in the top 10 by a couple of points over Alex Smith, who could pass him tonight because he plays tonight. So Mahomes and Goff, 1 and 2. Let's see how many of the rest of these you can get. There is one name that doesn't belong in here.
Is it Ryan Fitzpatrick?
It is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I was going to guess him because he was so phenomenal early on. I would guess.
He really only had one bad game.
If Garoppolo was on that list, I figured that Fitzpatrick must be also.
Fitzpatrick's at number 5.
Oh, so. I was actually going to guess him at 4 or 3. What about Phillip Rivers?
Phillip Rivers, number 4.
Okay. Brady, somewhere on there.
Number 6.
Drew Brees.
Number 3.
How about wild card? No, let me go Kirk Cousins first.
Kirk Cousins, number 7. So far, you've got the top 7 and Watson at 10. So 8 and 9.
8 and 9. Matt Ryan.
Number 8. I think you're going to nail this. I have a good feeling.
I'm going to go, no, because I think, well, then if you've got a good feeling, that makes me think I'm off. Because I was going to go with someone maybe that would be sneaky. I was going to go with Alex Smith.
He's number 11. That wouldn't have been a bad sneaky.
Okay.
Of course, I just told you that. So I told you he was right behind Watson and plays tonight.
Oh, okay. God, that's sneaky too, though. I need an obvious. And I can't say Aaron Rodgers. I know it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is 16.
And I know it's not Andrew Luck.
You know who sandwiches Aaron Rodgers? Blake Bortles at 15 and Marcus Mariota at 17.
Man,
Andrew Luck, 14.
I want to say Andy Dalton because he's been really good.
Number 12. That's a good guess.
Then I'll go Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger is number 9. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, these make sense.
Yeah.
So, your top 15, Mahomes, Goff, Breeze, Rivers, Fitzpatrick, Brady, Cousins, Ryan, Roethlisberger, Watson, Alex Smith, 11, Dalton, 12, Baker Mayfield, 13, Andy Luck, 14, Blake Bortles, 15.
Well, my point with, Deshaun or Russell Wilson, who would you rather have as your quarterback? Like, who would you rather have as your quarterback now, Aaron Rodgers or Phillip Rivers?
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers, but...
It's not even close, right?
Right, but you know what? I don't know. He worries me. I think he's breaking.
He might be.
And then you hear all this stuff about him and McCarthy not getting along. But it's just my point is, I mean, are you asking me, would I rather have a quarterback's career or would I rather have him right now?
Yeah.
I'd probably rather have Deshaun right now than Russell Wilson. And I love Russell Wilson.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say you could put, if you had your choice of guys, I mean, what's a buzzsaw offense in the NFL, like that's got talent all over the Rams.
Rams or Chiefs.
Okay.
That's basically it.
Let's say you could plug one of those guys, Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson, into the Rams. Who do you think is going to have more success?
I think they'd both be pretty successful.
You got a great coach. You got great weapons.
I think either guy would be great. I'll go with the younger guy.
Okay.
But, either one would be fine, especially with those weapons. Goodness gracious.
I guess you say the same thing for Atlanta. Like, yeah. You know, which guy would you rather have in Atlanta?
What the hell is wrong with the Falcons? We'll talk about
that.
Well,
they don't have any all their bodies are they're done on defense. They've got like 5-6 starters out on defense. They're a mess.
Still, they shouldn't be 1-4.
Probably not.
All right, we'll go through the NFL when we come back. Just a reminder, your Astros beat the Indians today 11-3 to advance to the ALCS for the second consecutive season. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
And we're back. Bless the rains down in Africa. All right.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It sounds catchy.
It sounds catchy and it sounds cool. I don't know how you bless rains.
I don't know.
Unless you turn rain into holy water, in which case you're killing all the vampires in Africa.
Right.
I think that's what it's about. And werewolves. You get the werewolves too, right?
Does holy
water work on werewolves, John? You should know this. You're a werewolf guy.
No.
Okay.
He says no, it doesn't work.
I'm a vampire.
What stops werewolves? Only
like silver bullets.
A silver bullet. That's it, right?
I think so.
So who stopped? How did you stop them before you had guns?
Google.
I'm just curious.
Ways. I mean, before gunpowder was invented, werewolves ran the earth.
Oh, okay. So there was a big human uprising, right?
How do you kill a werewolf? Three steps.
Okay.
It says hunters. Usually, what to use to slay a werewolf. You know a werewolf's origin, but how do you kill one? Movies portray that a silver bullet will give you a one-shot, one kill. Silver bullets work, but not that effectively.
Really?
It will usually take 3 to 5 rounds to take down a fully mature werewolf.
Okay.
Mercury is also used to hunt a werewolf. Although
mercury's bad for everybody,
even humans, they don't like mercury inside their blood. Removing the heart or head is a surefire way to kill a werewolf.
Okay, the heart thing is very much like a vampire where you stake them.
Yes, younger ones can suffer a brain injury or a puncture of the heart to kill it. But I'm starting to question the viability of this website because they spelled puncture, P-U-N-C-H-E-R, puncture of the heart.
Okay,
turning them on their own kind will often work. This is a very effective way, but it is hard to accomplish. For to fact that they hunt like wolves do, where they only fight each other for dominance. But if you kill the leader, the pack is usually scared or much easier to kill. If you find a werewolf in his human state, kill it then. It is much easier, and it will not live on. These are effective ways to kill a werewolf. Hunters usually stick to using older weapons, crossbows, swords, canes, and rarely guns, unless using silver bullets. So that sums it up.
Wouldn't you rather have like an AR filled with silver bullets than a cane? Just me.
Well, but here's the other thing. Werewolves can be gentle creatures and they are beautiful animals. Sometimes killing them is not always the way to go.
That's not what happens in the movies.
Well, this guy is a sympathizer.
Okay. Okay. So interesting. Bleep, did we get on that? All right.
No idea.
We were talking about this, and one more before we get to the other games, and we'll get to them because we don't have Lance today, so if we don't do it this segment, we'll do it next for sure. But you were asking about Garrett's decision not to go for it in overtime.
Yeah. They're 4th-and-1 at the 42, at the Houston 42. So not quite like what Frank Reich faced last week, where I said, if I were Frank Reich, I punt that away. Now, of course, the clock made a big difference.
Right. The reason these are two different situations is Frank Reich making that decision, the only way he could win the game was to convert that. Otherwise, he's got a tie, right?
Right.
Which you have to decide, am I playing for the tie? Am I playing for the win? In this case, with 5 minutes left, I think here, and this is what he was, I think he was thinking, and I'm not saying that I necessarily agree. I might go for it there, mainly because if you trust your defense, which is what he was doing by punting it away, and you pin him on the 10 and you say, all right, you got to go 90 yards or 60 yards to get a field goal against my defense, which has played pretty well. And I'm probably going to stop you and get the ball back and have a chance to win with a field goal.
Okay.
I think that was his thinking. And he was probably looking at the play before where they went for it on 3rd-and-1 and got stoned by Zach Cunningham, who made probably his best play of the year. I also think Zeke Elliott wasn't right. When he came back on the field after that injury, first, Bernardrick McKinney ran him down from behind on a screen pass. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen to him.
It typically doesn't.
In space. He takes off. And then he just looked like he didn't bounce. He didn't move. He just went right for the hole and got swallowed up on that 3rd-and-1. I don't think he was right. I think maybe Garrett sensed that and said, you know what? My defense is playing well. Let's put it in their hands. Now, I'm kind of a fan of never putting the game in your defense's hands in overtime, because by then those guys have been on the field a lot.
Yeah.
And they're usually worn down. And so I probably,
and by the way, in today's NFL, trusting your defense, that's a good way to lose.
It is. It is. But I still like beer. It says, can you kill a werewolf with Coors Light, or is that only a Granado thing?
I have no idea. That's a John question.
Yeah, you'll have to ask him.
Climb on, brother.
One of the funniest things in our meeting. John Granado is in Cleveland covering the Astros-Indians series. Yeah, I'm sure he's there with his... He's really grinding, nose to the grindstone. He's, you know, writing and working. Yeah, sure. He's putting in hard work.
Yeah, I heard him this morning. He was basically complaining that the bar he was at didn't have Coors Light, so he had to go get Coors Light.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think these were two separate, and it's real easy, I think, to be critical of one and not the other, but they really weren't the same situations. I really feel like Frank Reich was trying to win the football game. I think Jason Garrett was trying to put himself in position to win the game on the next move. I don't think I would have done that there. I think I'd go for it, make them make a play, and if I trust my defense that much, I can't trust them at the 42-yard line. I know the Texans have to go shorter, but I feel like if I trust my defense, I can trust them.
That's where I'm at. And then, I mean, for the Cowboys, they really needed, I mean, a first down, and they're probably going to kick a field goal to win the game. And you punt it away, you don't know if you're going to see it back. And at that point of the field, which...
Well, they would have taken the lead. They wouldn't have won the game.
Okay.
That was first possession.
We often look at that as a middle ground on the field on, do you punt or do you go for it? You know, because it's too long to kick a field goal, but it almost feels like it's too short to punt.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd go for it there. I'm with you. You don't beat them up over it, like, because there was still a lot to play.
I understood the thinking. I think they thought they were going to be able to get the ball back. And probably, because there was still 5 minutes left. There was plenty of time, if you stopped them, to get the ball back, march down, get the field goal win. But are you going to get back in that position? And yeah, I would have gone for it, just like I don't think it was one of those decisions that you could say, oh, what an idiot, he's being too conservative. I didn't fault Frank Reich for what he did, although I don't know that I would have done it. I might have settled for the tie.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't fault Jason Garrett either. It's just not what I would have done in that situation. I think you get to overtime, defenses are tired. Take advantage of the fact you have the ball. And that's what Frank Reich did. Didn't work.
Yeah.
So he says, no other radio show where I can get my daily dose of sports, gambling stuff, and how to kill a werewolf.
Well, now you know. In case you're ever in that situation, try to get it in its human form.
Yeah.
Much easier.
Of course, the scary part is, what if you go kill a human and it's not really a werewolf?
You might want to stand around and watch it transform. Unless you live in Florida, then you can get away with it.
Yeah, then it's okay. All right, we'll kind of start the other games since we haven't done that yet, but let's go through them. And we'll start with your next opponent for the Texans. The Buffalo Bills beating the Titans 13-12.
Yeah, anybody who loses to Buffalo this year, and now it's two teams that have, you know.
Well, the Minnesota game was a little fluky because they went in and got a couple of turnovers early, and all of a sudden they had a big lead, and then Minnesota couldn't come back. This one, the Titans had no excuse for losing this. They had the lead late. They give up a field goal to Hauschka. They lose the game.
Yeah, pretty wild.
LeSean McCoy had a decent game for him. He had 85 yards, and he had a couple of catches, so over 100
Josh
yards.
Allen threw for 81 yards or something.
82
like.
Yards.
82. I didn't mean to short you.
No, you shorted him a yard.
Sorry.
Don't do that, Hoffman.
The downside was Marcus Mariota wasn't much better. I mean, these.
Yeah, he threw a pick and was
I didn't watch
twice.
The whole game. I watched probably about a 15-minute chunk of it, and I felt nauseous. I was like, oh, my God.
This
is just horrible football.
Josh Allen, 10 of 19, 82 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, sack once. His QBR... 35.5, Ooh. 7 points higher than Mariota's. That was just brutal. I watched a lot of it, not all of it, but built the okay 5:26. Usually that's late in the game. That's very strange.
I'm not on my energy drinks and coffees and things like that.
Yeah,
it's just Topo Chico.
Yeah, that's one of those things. All my friends love that Topo Chico. I just don't get it. It's like Chick-fil-A. There's just certain things I don't get. Doesn't mean. They're bad that you do them. Just I don't do them. All right, Cincinnati, Miami. Boy, if you bet Miami in this game, you were on the right side.
If you bet my like, you say, are you talking to me directly?
No, I'm talking to the people.
Okay, because
and by the way, my betting was awful this weekend to the point where I may crawl into a hole and not come out until Thursday. But yeah, if you bet the Dolphins here, I think you were on the right side of it. The Bengals get two defensive touchdowns late. 17-0 lead that the Dolphins had. And then Ryan Tannehill does his best Blake Bortles.
Ryan Tannehill's so horrible. I don't care what anyone tells me. And you can. Everybody's trying to convince me, oh, this guy can play, this guy can play. I think he's one of the worst, if not the worst. I mean, he's up there.
Okay, since we're playing the QBR game, care to guess what his number was? Considering that Mariota was a 24-point-something.
Well, how low does it go?
How about 16.6? I don't even know that you can get a zero. I think if you get 1 yard rushing, you can get a 0.1. So that's pretty awful. And Bengals win it. Bengals 4-1. You buying Bengals stock yet?
No.
Me either. Browns over the Ravens 9-6. This was a very strange game.
It really was.
And again, if you were on the Ravens side, I think you probably were on the right side of the bet. Michael Crabtree drops a touchdown pass. Justin Tucker, who never misses, gets a kick blocked.
Yeah, that's not his fault.
It wasn't his fault. It was a great play by the defense, but still.
Don't you start besmirching the name of Justin Tucker.
He had a kick block. You can't deny that.
That's true, but that's not his fault.
He's my fantasy kicker, and I'm mad at him, so let me bitch about him.
It's not like you went all Mason Crosby on us.
No, we'll get to that. Oof. But the Browns go to 2-2-1. Baker Mayfield playing decent. That's a good win at home over Baltimore. A division win. How about this for Mayfield? 342 yards, one TD, one interception. He was sacked 5 times. QBR not great, 34.5, because he did have the pick.
Yeah.
But he's playing well enough to give them a chance. Now, as much as we talk about Bill O'Brien, Hugh Jackson does a lot to lose games. So I think it says quite a bit that the Browns were able to win.
Right.
And that poor field goal kicker, if he hadn't have made that one in overtime, that horrible knuckleball that, if he hadn't have made that, do you think the people of Cleveland would have just killed him? They would have gone Colombian soccer.
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible. All right, we got to hit a break. I got to tell you about my computer career. And if you're not happy in the job that you're working at, change it, guys. If your life's sucking the life out of you, you could do something else. I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about math or science. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science we're talking here. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you're doing, go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hired their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, we're back on The Blitz. A couple of things. If you haven't checked out SportsMap today, please do. SportsMap.com. The Astros gamer is on there. It's a sweep. Astros offense destroys Indians 11-3 to claim spot in ALCS. Along with a nice photo of Carlos Correa.
In your face, Cleveland.
And Marwin Gonzalez. It's hard to in your face, Cleveland.
Is it that picture where they're like leaning their heads on each other?
No, it's like they have their hands in the air.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Throw your hands in the air. I kind of like the Indians. And really,
I do too, actually.
And really, Cleveland fan has always deserved better than what they've gotten. Yeah, and I mean that across the board. I mean, Indians fan, Browns fan, not so much Cavs fan because you won a title.
You were lucky that the greatest player of his generation was born in your state.
Yeah, and he wanted to come back. So that one, okay. But I feel bad for Browns fan because they've had to put up with a garbage organization forever. And I feel bad for the Indians because they've had a really good team now for the last 3 years, and they really should have won the World Series 3 years ago. But, there has to be a pothole in every road, and the Indians were the pothole.
They were.
And it got filled pretty quickly. But also on there, Cody Stutes has his follow-up today on the Texans. I have my story up on the Texans' defense and giving them credit. Joel has a video on Watson taking too many hits. Holly has her NFL Week 5 recap up, which is always fun. And
is it crying about the Vikings being better than the Eagles?
I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I just know that it's up. And Charlie Palillo says, epic weekend for Texas football finishes strong. With Texans OT win over Cowboys, he kind of went over the whole football thing. I have an article that I'm working on now that I will post before the end of the show. What an awesome weekend it was if you were a Houston sports fan.
Besides the Cowboys, if you were a Texas sports fan.
Yeah, but we're talking about Houston.
Okay.
It's HoustonSportsMap.com is what it is.
Okay.
But check it out, SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. So here's all the things that I mentioned. Astros winning ALDS with two games at home. Getting the weekend started, right? Texans beating Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Longhorns knocking off Oklahoma.
What's that have to do with Houston?
Bunch of Longhorn fans here.
That's what I was just saying it for Texas. That's what I was thinking I said that, and you poo-pooed me.
No, but most of the fans here, there's a bunch of Longhorn fans here.
Okay.
It's not to do with the state. There's a bunch of Aggie fans here, too, by the way, which is why they're included.
Bunch of LSU.
Well, no, not so much. No, actually, I used to have the research on this, on how many A&M grads, Texas grads, and UH grads were in Houston, because UH grads would always bitch about the coverage of the Cougars, and then I would go and show them those numbers. Although there's a lot more now than there were, but UH starting off the weekend with a win, although not a cover, bastards. And
what good does that do you?
Derek Lewis from Houston.
Black Beast in this hole.
Yeah, so we'll get a lot of people asking about the USC. We'll get to that. We're also getting a lot more werewolf questions. Like, what happens if the werewolf...
I read that. I don't know much about werewolves. I'm just reading from the internet.
I think this is a fair question from 409. What happens if the werewolf is a woman? I'm probably going to be try to be friends, especially if she's a nice-looking werewolf woman. I mean, yeah, if she's a hot werewolf woman, I probably would.
I don't know. What if she turns during your lovemaking?
Once the fur starts showing up, I'm out.
So maybe she's only what you'd call a nooner.
Yeah.
Only want her working
during the
day shift at the strip club.
Definitely, right. Or just, monitor the moon and make sure it's not full.
Right.
I think those are important. Yeah, I would befriend her.
But you know how you are. You get drunk and you're like, oh, the moon's big, but it's probably
not quite full. Yeah, I can't see the top there, so it must not be full. And then you're
the next thing you know, you've got claws inside your rib cage.
Yeah, and you're like, ah. So.
Is that the noise you would make?
I have no idea what noise I would make. Dodgers have just taken the lead, 3-2 over Atlanta in the sixth. All right, you know what? Against my better judgment, let's take OU, Mike. Let's do it. Go ahead, OU Mike.
Now, there's actually several ways to kill a werewolf. You can kill them with heartworms. You can make them a mixed drink with antifreeze in it. That'll kill them. And sometimes they'll kill themselves, but you need a female werewolf in heat in order to do that.
Is Mike Stoops a werewolf? Oh man, he got away with that.
I thought he was
call yourself OU Mike all year long, and
I really thought there was a Johnny Werewolf coming from him because he does so many Johnny Ware things. All right, let's get back to the rest of the NFL. We did Browns and Ravens. Lions beat the Packers 31-23. Mason Crosby, rough game.
Oh, my God.
There's rumors that he's dealing with some personal crap, but you can't throw him out there then.
Yeah.
That, you could argue that cost him the game.
Yeah. I told my buddy, I played against him in fantasy, my buddy Randy, and Mason Crosby was his fantasy kicker, and I said, if this dude's not on the waiver wire next week, I'm going to lose respect for you as a GM.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tolerate that from a kicker.
Maybe the Packers want to put up with it, but he can't.
Yeah, he's got options.
Chiefs beat the Jaguars 30-14. The Chiefs just continue to roll. The Jaguars are just so dependent on Blake Bortles, man. And, you know, if you look at his – he throws for 430 yards, but – he also puts the ball up 61 times.
And how many times did he throw it to the other team?
4 interceptions. He sacked 5 times. Here's another great – you know, those 430 yards look great on fantasy. His QBR, 16.2.
Oh, boy.
Tannehill-ish.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, maybe against the Chiefs you need a quarterback who's going to put the ball up a lot. But most of the time for the Jaguars to win football games, they need Trent Dilfer.
Yep.
They don't need Blake Bortles, and if he just would, I mean, that's how you're going to lose games. And right now, they don't have much in terms of receivers. And without Fournette, I mean, T.J. Yeldon,
yeah.
And yeah, they put up a lot of yards against Kansas City, but Kansas City's just an unstoppable force right now.
Yep.
I would also point out they were 5-0 last year at this point.
And yeah, and doesn't always hold out. Andy Reid's magic seems to have like a finite expiration date on it.
Yeah. And it may be next week when they play the Patriots.
Could be.
So we'll see. Broncos, Jets. This is a game I was so wrong about. The freaking Broncos go and just get blown out. And I think...
Man, Sam Darnold, that was a performance.
He looked pretty good, yeah. Robbie Anderson pressure. With a big game. Isaiah Crowell just looked like Marshall Faulk. And, Broncos on the road, never again. I'm out.
That was ugly.
I have to readjust what I think of the Broncos. I think they're decent at home. I think Vance Joseph is not a very good coach.
That's fair.
And, you know, Case Keenum put up some numbers late, but, 34-16. All right, here's another game. The Falcons, I don't know what to make of them. You know, we talk about the injuries on defense, but they only put up 17 against the Steelers.
And
they just get blown out 41-17.
Yeah, they just, I mean, part of that is you fall behind and, well, I don't know. I could maybe give them some of that in the fourth quarter because in the fourth quarter, they had fallen behind enough that everybody knew they had to throw, but they just looked uncomfortable. They looked uncomfortable running the football, and I thought with Devontae Freeman back, they'd be more willing to do so early on, and they never really got that part of their game going.
Yeah, once they got behind, they really couldn't.
Right. So it was, it was like a 3-point game at halftime.
Yeah.
They had chances to run the ball. They just decided not to. Matt Schaub came in for some nice cleanup time, and
James Conner looked pretty good.
James Conner did look good.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh's going to have a decision to make. And, you know, obviously it's a big win for them because they were in danger of just, you know, falling completely into where nobody cared about them, like, which is where the Falcons may be right now at 1-4 and at irrelevancy. But the Steelers avoid that. And, yeah, I don't know if the Falcons come back from 1-4.
I like this team a lot, but I just every now and then you can just kind of tell this isn't their year.
I will say this, though. When you look at the Falcons' schedule, there ain't a lot of teams who have played a tougher schedule than the Falcons. At Eagles, home to Panthers, home to Saints, home to Bengals, at Steelers. Like, they haven't had a game yet where it was like, okay, that's a slam dunk. Luckily, they get the Bucks at home next week. If they lose that, then they might as well just pack up
their teams. Yeah, I just the thing that worries me is that now they're getting blown out.
Yeah.
And when it was close, it's one thing. You keep thinking, okay, this is a team that can turn it around.
Well, every game they lost up until this week was a one-score loss.
Yeah.
You know, most of them, it was 1 point, 6 points, and 6 points. So they were in every one of them until this week.
Yeah, and that.
And then Matt Ryan now had an X-ray on his foot. They say he's good to go, but If he's not, you could forget everything. Yeah.
All right, one more, and then we'll go to break. Graham Gano.
Don't you know?
63-yard field goal. John, did you pull the Spanish audio of this? It's freaking awesome. But the Panthers,
that takes some stones to even try to kick that. I mean, I guess you kind of have to.
Well, but he had no choice.
There's a lot
right?
of people who say a Hail Mary is a better. It's a higher percentage thing than a 63-yard kick.
But he drilled it. I mean, and it was good by a good 5 or 6 yards. And 33-31, Panthers beat the Giants. And of course, Odell Beckham bitching again. Although he had a good game.
He did.
But yeah, this
he didn't like losing.
And as a matter of fact, since I mean, I've got a gem of the day, but we're gonna make the call of this if John can find it. The Zadok Jewelers gem of the day. A little early. Okay. That means
it's not playing. Hold on.
Okay. I just thought it was hilarious. And I was here we go.
Le ha sobrado distancia, le van a servir. Tiene altura, tiene profundidad, va a llegar. Va a llegar. ¡Ganó, lo ganó! 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 Señor, ¡ganó, lo ganó! ¡Ganó, lo ganó! Yo sí le voy a los Panthers. ¡Taca, taca, 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 taca! Yo sí le voy a los
Panthers. That can't be words.
What the hell is he saying?
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. I took that opportunity to look at our preseason predictions.
Yeah.
Don't read mine.
Yours might mine's probably worse than yours. I had the Falcons in the NFC Championship. And
I had the Saints, right?
You have the Saints over the Eagles. You have the Saints in the Super Bowl,
yeah.
Losing to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Jong, you have Vikings over Chargers.
I did have the Chiefs winning their division, though, right?
You did.
Yeah.
Well, I had the Texans winning the division and getting to the AFC Championship.
Yeah. So did I. Hey, yeah. They're only a game out.
Fred had three teams from the AFC South making the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a fact. Although it's not like any of these other divisions are... It's not. I'm still not throwing that one out yet.
But trust me, we all look like a bunch of morons.
Well, that's why we do it.
Although I still have Rams to win the Super. I mean, the Rams, Patriots, and Vikings. None of our Super Bowl picks are dead.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair. Saints. I have Saints in there. They're not dead. They're going to be.
Oh, I had the 49ers as a wild card.
Oh.
That's probably not going to work out.
Yep, not so good.
Of course, Jong had the Seahawks winning the NFC West and the Rams not even making the playoffs.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Well played. Hey, guys, speaking of well played, I'm hoping now that the Astros have wrapped up the division series and we're going to have a few extra days here with no games, and I might be able to get over to Lions Poker Palace and play that noon tournament. And, man, if you have not been over there, this place is great. Vegas-style atmosphere. I mean, it is as high class as you're going to find. Complimentary valet, security inside and out. Tournaments every day. Usually they've got the noon tournament, which is a sit and go, which ends plenty of time for me to get here to the office. They've got a 1 o'clock tournament. They've got a Pout Limit Omaha tournament three. They got the 6:30 tournament. So if you're a tournament player, they got you covered. The cash games are fun and there's a lot of action. 13 tables, TVs. If you want to go and watch any sports, that's the place to do it. They're at 6134 Richmond Avenue. And let me tell you, George and Najib and the guys over there run a great, great room. If you mention ESPN, you're going to get the first 3 hours of play for free.
Fantastic food, fantastic environment, TVs all over the place, tons of tables. You're always going to have a place to play. And like Fred said, so many tournaments. I mean, whatever time of day you're looking to play, they probably got a tournament going for you. And if not, they definitely have a cash game on the table. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You can follow them on Facebook. And that'll give you all the information on when their tournaments start up. And you can earn those points and play in that big tournament in December where, what's it, 60,000 guaranteed, Fred? Is that right?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, that's a crazy, crazy opportunity. So get out to Lions Poker Palace and start earning those points today. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. We're playing fantasy football each week without getting locked down to picking games for the whole season. Want to play too? Log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple of weeks, or if you have it all figured out, and play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift card to King's Beer House. King's Beer House is the perfect football hideaway. Plenty of TVs to catch every football game. Sunday brunch to help you get over Saturday's fun. Crafty cocktails of every variety and happy hour every week, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. And my wife's happy because the... Remember Willie Jefferson, Texans draft pick, who got caught smoking weed?
Yeah.
Pick six for the Saskatchewan Roughriders to,
oh,
beat,
no.
to beat Eskimo today, the Eskimos today, 19-12.
Well, I mean...
Now in second place in the division.
Congratulations to him, at least, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Riders are playing well, defensively. All right, we got a few more games to get to. Chargers beat the Raiders 26-10. I'm done betting the Raiders.
What a weird performance by them. This is the first week that their offense didn't look, at least, I mean, it's one thing for your defense to be inept week in and week out, but this was...
Well, it looked like they had a touchdown before the half, and then that didn't happen, and all of a sudden, you know, this might be the best I've seen the Chargers play also, and so maybe they're, again, as I adjust my opinions of teams...
Another team that we thought would be good going into the season.
Yeah, I think I bumped Chargers up, and Raiders at this point, to me, are the new Browns.
Man, Amari Cooper, what happened to that guy? What's going on with him? You know how many targets he had in the game?
No.
One.
Wow.
One target.
Remember when we thought he was going to be like the next really good receiver?
Yeah.
Yeah. After a couple of years? No. Vikings 23, Eagles 21. Vikings go in and get a big win.
By the way, that final score is closer than the game was.
Yeah,
the Vikings were the better team. Not even close.
They made it close at the end, and then they damn near got the onside kick, which would have really changed the outcome. But the Vikings did outplay them. How about the Arizona Cardinals?
Adam Thielen continues to just
take
a dump on people's lawns.
That guy... It's amazing that they found him and he's become this.
This is the other, and here's the other crazy stat from that game. Zach Ertz, 10 receptions, 110 yards. The next closest Philadelphia receiver, 48 yards on one catch for Shelton Gibson. Nelson Aguilar had 45 yards. Like, it was basically Zach Ertz was their offense.
Yeah, the Eagles are looking a lot like they did 2 years ago, where they struggled in the secondary and their receivers didn't do much.
Yeah.
And that's...
They all look like Jordan Matthews again.
Yep. Cardinals beat the 49ers. There will be no winless teams this year, AJ.
No. And thankfully, I took that one to the window, too.
I know
ESPN... I thought you were going to bet that game.
I was going to bet that game, but after I went like 1-4 to start the weekend...
How are you going to get that money back, Fred?
Well, I have it there.
The hard work?
I think I'm playing too many games. And part of it is because pregame wants me to pick a certain amount of games. And I'm really not that kind of player. I'm a, two or three games a weekend kind of guy. I'm going to get back to that. We're going to take a step back. We're going to reevaluate. We got to get better across the board. And we will. But the Cardinals win 28-18. All four rookie quarterbacks won yesterday. I think that's the first time in NFL history if I saw that right on ESPN. But Josh Rosen.
Josh Allen. Sam Darnold.
And who's the other one?
Baker Mayfield,
yeah. So, could have been, yeah. Rams beat the Seahawks 33-31, but more importantly to you, Seahawks covered.
I'm going to go best game of the day, by the way.
Yeah.
That game was back and forth. It was fun. It was exciting. You didn't really know who was going to win until the end. That was a fun game. And, I continue to say this. The Seahawks are a different team. They're not good this year. This isn't a good Seahawks team, but they're a different team at home than they are on the road.
Yeah, they always have been.
And, so to me, having played three of their first four games on the road and, the fact that they went 1-2 in those games and, losing a game by 2 points to the Rams at home, I don't think there's any... No shame in that. So... I think the Seahawks are still going to win some games at home. I just think that it's going to be tough to play them on the road, even against, you know, middle of the road teams, which is what I think Denver and Chicago both are.
All right. What about the game tonight? I think Saint wins, but I don't trust them to cover.
Man, I don't trust them to cover either. I think the Redskins are maybe a little bit better than people want to give them credit for. I'll say Redskins plus six would be my move on that game.
I think I'm gonna pass tonight as part of my regroup. I lean toward the over because Saints overs at home are usually money. But I think the Saints win, but I can't invest in it because I don't know that they'll cover. And it's not worth it to bet a money line.
Yeah.
So, all right, there's your NFL. Okay, so we have a lot to get to in the last hour still. We still haven't talked about UFC. We're going to get to that. We haven't talked college football. We're going to get to that, I promise. It says, how do you guys like the Astros' chances to make the World Series after today? I've said all along, the winner of this series was my favorite to make it. And I feel really good about their chances to beat either one of those teams, especially the way they're playing.
Although, God, the Yankees they've impressed me so far. By the way, the
Red Sox have too. Both those teams are damn good.
Who do you think? The Yankees or Red Sox is going to win that series? I think the Yankees are going to beat them.
I kind of think the Yankees are going to beat them, but I feel good about the Astros' chances against either one.
Okay. I think is great is...
I'd rather have the Yankees, actually, because not that home field means that much to these guys. They win everywhere.
Assuming the Dodgers win, which I think they will, between the Dodgers, Brewers, Astros, Yankees, Red Sox, I think we're going to get an awesome World Series one way or the other. I think that all of those teams are really solid. The Brewers have surprised the hell out of me, and they're fun to watch.
They are. I keep saying I don't think they have enough pitching, especially to match up with the Dodgers.
Maybe not, but they hit everybody.
They do.
They got the likely MVP of the league on their team in Christian Yelich.
He's pretty good at sport.
He's good at sport. Yeah. A lot of them are.
The Astros in the series with the Indians hit .327, eight homers, 20 RBIs, 11 for 30 with runners in scoring position. The Indians hit .144 with two homers, four RBIs, 0 for 6 with runners in scoring position. Yep. The Astros got 10 runs off the Indians' bullpen.
The encouraging part about that to me is...
Indians didn't score 10 runs the whole series.
No, they scored, what, 4?
Might be.
Yeah. No, 5.
No, 5. They scored that junk run at the end, yeah.
Yeah. But if the Astros can do that against this pitching staff, against Tyler Bauer...
Yeah.
And Kluber and those guys...
Yeah, that's impressive.
I feel pretty good about their chances because I just don't think that the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Dodgers to me are the only team that can trot out those kind of pitchers.
Yeah.
And the Astros did okay against them last year. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Sports Map 94.1.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.